not sure how to, you know, address or what you think about it, and I'd like to find out more. But
it is what it is, and it's the elephant in the room, as they say, and it just needs to be addressed, and it's being addressed. So more with Byers & Company right after the news.
Get your news, weather, and sports now with the Now Decatur app, available for free for iTunes and Google Play. Only with Now Decatur and WSOY Decatur.
Sorry.
A failed socialist mayor. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's what President Trump calls the Democrat who won his primary for governor in Florida.
This thing is not about me.
Andrew Gillum, Tallahassee's mayor, he beat his rivals who far outspent him, but the president wrote, he's a dream of an opponent for Republican Congressman Ron DeSantis. Fox's Evan Brown live in Miami.
Now, Dave, Andrew Gillum, backed by Bernie Sanders, beat out six other Democrats for the party's nomination for governor. Ron DeSantis, the Republican nominee, barely campaigned in person, relying on President Trump's endorsement, and beat out a well-known Florida conservative who spent millions. Outgoing GOP Governor Rick Scott is now nominated to take on Democratic incumbent U.S. Senator Bill Nelson. And in Broward County, Florida, where Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School is, Lori Alhadeff, whose daughter was killed in the mass shooting this year, is now elected to the school board and promises to fight for campus security, Dave.
But in Arizona, Republican voters chose a fighter pilot turned congresswoman to be their nominee for Senate. Martha McSally easily won a three-way race.
My opponent is someone who is left of the Pelosi Democrats, who is a Green Party activist.
She's talking about Democratic Congresswoman Kyrsten Sinema, who's trying to flip what had been a red Senate seat blue. Also in Arizona, people will say goodbye to John McCain on what would have been his 82nd birthday.
The late Senator John McCain will lie in state at the Arizona State House. His wife Cindy and family will attend a private ceremony. Afterward, the public is invited to attend. Tomorrow, the life and legacy of the senator will be celebrated at the North Phoenix Baptist Church.
That's Fox's Alicia Cunha in Phoenix. President Trump's taking a shot at the media again, tweeting, when you see anonymous source, stop reading the story. It's fiction, claiming many of those sources are made up. The economy was a bit stronger in the spring than first reported. The government's revised second quarter GDP growth up slightly from 4.1 to 4.2%, the most in 4 years. Fox News, fair and balanced.
It's the final days of the Ford Summer Sales Event. The last chance to find an incredible deal on the cars, trucks, and SUVs that make summer go right. Simply stop by a local Ford dealer or shop online at buyfordnow.com. Because the time to get behind the wheel of a new Ford during the Ford Summer Sales Event ends soon. And so do these amazing offers. The Ford Summer Sales Event is in its final days. That means it's the last chance to make summer go right with Ford, America's best-selling brand. Stop by your local Ford dealer and find great offers on many Ford cars, trucks, and SUVs. With leading driver assist technologies, it's easy to see why Ford is the brand more drivers buy and buy again. Look for yourself. But hurry, the Ford Summer Sales Event ends September 4th, 2018. To find out more, head to buyfordnow.com or stop by your local Ford dealer. Best-selling claim based on 2017 calendar year sales.
WSOY News Time is 8:03. Governor Bruce Rauner yesterday defended his veto of legislation to hasten paperwork that immigrant crime victims need to stay in the U.S., despite earlier approving welfare assistance for immigrants in similar circumstances. Governor Rauner said that the 2016 law he signed was good humanitarian action and did not suggest conditions of a sanctuary state, which he opposes. The law, which took effect in January, provides state-funded health care, cash, and food assistance to immigrant victims of human trafficking, torture, and other serious crimes while they await federal visas to avoid deportation. The legislation vetoed would also assist victims of domestic violence and other crimes by requiring police agencies to take action within 4 months on certificates, which immigrant victims who cooperate in criminal investigations need to apply for the visas. Advocates for immigrants have said police are slow to respond to requests for the certificates. In sports, in his first game as full-time manager, Cardinals gave Mike Schilt his first win as the official full-time manager, 5-2 last night in St. Louis. Meanwhile, Cubs and Mets were suspended in the top of the 10th inning, tied up at 1. That game will resume today at noon. And the Yankees rallied from a 4-run deficit, beating the White Sox 5-4. Cardinal baseball again tonight on WSOY as they take on the Pirates in Game 2. We'll have that for you with the pregame coming up at 6:20. More news comes your way at the bottom of the hour. I'm Jeff Daly in the WSOY Newsroom for Neuhoff Media, media made locally.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Most jobs take a few steps to complete. What they shouldn't take are a few thousand actual steps roaming through a big warehouse. Instead, make a quick trip to Ace. Our neighborhood stores have the quality brands you trust, with local experts giving the advice you rely on. So Ace can help you every step along the way.
Thanks for making Kenny's Ace your local place for paint and more. We're proud to be part of the Decatur community. Stop by Kenny's Ace, a local business where you can count on getting great help.
While the tips heat up this summer, so do the events.
It's hot, boy.
Neuhoff Media and Limitless Decatur in Macon County have compiled the ultimate to-do list, bringing you the hot 25 events in the greater Decatur area to attend this summer. Driven by the Bob Brady Auto Group.
Just when you thought it couldn't get any hotter.
It's hot, Bob.
It's hot, Bob.
It's hot, Bob.
At Bob Brady Jeep, the deals are sizzling. Grab a 2018 Wrangler Sport JK 4x4 on the lot and ready to roll. Lease it for just $299 a month, or you can buy the Wrangler JK for only $32,995. Hot enough for you?
It's hot, Bob!
It's hot, Bob!
It's hot, Bob!
And don't miss this summer's Hot 25, brought to you by the Bob Brady Auto Group.
Be sure to hit this week's Hot 25 events. The Amish Cheese Festival in Arthur and the Labor Day Pops Concert in Decatur. Check out the full list of Hot 25 events on NowDecatur.com. Driven by the Bob Brady Auto Group.
Your WSOY three-day weather forecast. Today we have showers, thunderstorms likely, mainly just this morning, cloudy skies, highs around 80 degrees. Then for tonight, partly cloudy skies, lows around 58. Thursday, mostly sunny, highs near 80 degrees. And Friday, partly sunny and highs near 83. Right now in downtown Decatur, it is 69 degrees. I forgot I'm doing the intro for you. Hour three coming up.
Well, it's good to see that I'm not the only one that forgets to do things.
No, I was just like, I'm so used to it. I'm like, oh, yeah.
That's me.
That's my job. Yeah.
Something's supposed to be happening here.
Yeah, I like to have an introduction. I'm kind of a diva that way.
That's okay. I don't mind. I'm just not used to it. So I was like, oh, a little late.
Oh, yeah. That's the most fantastic.
So are you going to do it?
Well,
Well,
this hour on Buyers and Company, Tim Kaine joins the studio. Good God knows what we're going to talk about.
I'll tell you what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about the godmother of soul, Aretha Franklin.
Queen of soul.
Oh, yeah. Godfather of soul was James Brown.
Yeah.
So, well, I just figured she'd be the godmother, but she was. That's why you're here, Tim. She was the queen of soul.
Yeah. And the thing that In all of this conversation since Aretha Franklin passed, no one brings up my favorite Aretha Franklin song. I'm pretty much convinced I'm the only person. Till You Come Back to Me.
Till You Come Back to
Me. Yeah, from 74. Yeah. I'm pretty sure it's one that won a Grammy.
Why doesn't that surprise me? It's not on her greatest hits. It's because Tim Kaine likes it. I've got 15 songs here that we can talk about, and that's not one of them. So Lindsay's industriously working back there.
Well, and
so,
I've always said, you know, there are people who really dig every piece that she does, but most of them don't get as far into it as I get with this. And this is from probably my sophomore year of high school, and it was one of those songs, like a lot of hers do for other people. It kind of reached out and grabbed me, and didn't let go.
She's a unique lady, and unique in that extraordinarily talented. I don't think people know that she was a very accomplished piano player.
Well, and the fact that she was, you know, it's probably at least known now that she sang in church, but
big gospel singer.
Yeah, but is it also known how well she could sing opera?
No, I didn't know that. I listen to a lot of Sirius Radio. Sirius XM has a channel that's been dedicated to her since she died until they bury her, which I think is Friday
is when the Yeah. At least that's the service. I don't know when the actual burial is taking place, but.
Well, she's being viewed right now in
Detroit. Yeah.
In Detroit, yeah. The casket got there yesterday, so there's quite a few people lined up to pay respects to her, and you know, I listened to her niece, who was very close to her,
mm-hmm.
and talk about her, and she sounded like a wonderful, down to earth lady.
Yeah, there don't seem to be a lot of skeletons in her closet through. I mean, and when you get to your 70s and everybody's still saying good things about you, that's all right. You've done well, particularly if you're in show business.
Yeah, and you know, everybody in show business knew her. I mean, Wilson Pickett, Stevie Wonder, Otis Redding, they were all huge Aretha Franklin fans.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But she goes back to Detroit, and that's where she lives.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she's a pretty down to or actually, yeah, is in Detroit, Michigan.
Yeah.
She was born March 25th, 1942. She passed away on August 16th. She had an incredible life. Let's just listen to remind people some of these songs that this woman
And we'll get on the other side, but I have a great story for you about this act, about Preacher Man song.
This is her biggest song, right?
I think so. Yeah, I think the one she was most known for. Written by Otis Redding.
This song was?
Yeah.
Well, and her background singers are always the best.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I wonder how many of these sang on Ray Charles albums.
Probably the same ones.
Yeah.
A lot of piano in her songs.
Yeah. Yeah, often played by her. Not always, but often.
What a song.
Yeah, quite a production, and that's another thing about, you know, all of her stuff that was recorded up there. Is the production is so fantastic. I mean, this just really cuts across everything.
Was this Muscle Shoals?
No.
I didn't think so.
No, but it does kind of feel like
it does.
Could be. It's a little bit looser, actually, than Muscle Shoals.
Which, don't even get me started why they're not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Agreed.
Who is bigger? Aretha Franklin, Gladys Knight, Diana Ross, or Dionne Warwick?
Diana Ross,
then Aretha.
Yeah, I mean, and probably the only reason you'd say Diana Ross is because she did movies, and she became a bigger part of bigger scenes.
Well, no, wait a minute, Aretha did The Blues Brothers.
She did. She did a 5-minute cameo in a beloved film.
Did she sing this song? What song did she sing?
Blues. It was this one.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
It was in the cafe, right?
Yep.
Wasn't that a great scene?
Yeah. Yeah. Diana Ross had at least two. Maybe she had Mahogany, and then the one that wasn't Mahogany that I can't remember the name of.
Oh. Gladys Knight was pretty darn good too.
And
she's still around, isn't she?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I'm not sure the Pips are, but she's...
Yeah.
Now, Tim, what was your favorite?
Until You Come Back to Me.
Okay, because I'm going to find that one for you.
Okay.
All right, in the meantime, let's try this one. Now, this one is kind of a...
Yeah. You're no
good. She's a little angry in this song. Does she have trouble with men?
I don't know. I think that's one of the things that's interesting about her. I don't know that much about her personal life.
I think she's gone... I think she's had a lot of heartbreaks.
The thing that's really fascinating about this, as you listen to her voice, she is laying her voice over a really solid groove. And she's staying out of the way of messing up the groove. She is working with the groove.
Yeah.
Not every singer can do that.
Great point. Listen to the brass in this song. You know, I seem to remember that she always battled her weight.
Yeah.
She was a heavy woman, and I think, and maybe I'm making these things up by the lyrics in her songs, but I think she was always struggling to find the love that she wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And she even went through a period where she lost a lot of weight.
Yeah.
She put it all back on again. And I think she had everything but that guy that she wanted.
Yeah. I mean, and it's interesting that you say that, because I can't say anything to confirm or refute it. I'm just fascinated by this realization that there are some of these people. I know a lot of their personal lives. Diana Ross, who we mentioned earlier, I know a lot of her history. Marvin Gaye, I know a lot of his. But Aretha Franklin, not so much.
And the fact that I just told you walking in here 2 minutes before you came in that we're going to do Aretha Franklin today,
well,
you're doing pretty darn good, Tim.
Okay, thanks.
All right, let's try this one. I love this song. Singers like her girlfriends.
Yeah, and again, as you listen to the groove, these are all, these songs all have their own groove, and it's really flawless. I mean, these guys are like metronomes, but metronomes with soul. I mean, I don't know how you can listen to this song without tapping your foot or getting involved and having it drag you in somehow.
Oh, I'll put this on my car radio or my sound system in my car, just crank it all the way
up. Yeah, that's one of those you have to.
Just listen to the bass.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Would this be the Funk Brothers bass? I don't think so.
Probably not.
They're a little
Atlanta's
more depth in the funk than the Funk Brothers.
I think Atlanta's house.
Well, this is one of her most famous songs that was probably made most popular. Looking out on the morning rain, I used to feel so uninspired. Who's bigger, Carole King or this version?
Well, this version is far bigger than Carole King.
Yeah.
It is? No, I would have guessed Carole King.
No, this is the signature. This is the signature version of this song, if only because it was used in The Big Show, right?
Wow.
Which is weird, because last night I was listening to that soundtrack.
No kidding.
Wow.
And no joke.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
It's what's called serendipity.
Yeah.
And I have a high school classmate who would say the exact same thing. Every time I've gone to her and her husband's house, she's had something 60s on, and inevitably it comes to this. And I don't think it's for my benefit from what I've been told.
All right, so the next song I'm going to play, you're either going to love or hate. And I can't wait. I really don't know what your answer is going to be.
Oh, yeah, I can't remember the guess. Yeah, I mean, there's a whole album of, well, there are multiple albums of soul people covering, soul performers covering the Beatles and doing this kind of stuff. And yeah, I
can't remember. But, Howard Stern did a great bit on Beatles songs covered by other people.
Mm-hmm.
And the best and the worst.
Oh, yeah, there's.
And I think Frank Sinatra tried this, and he didn't do so well.
Yeah, and then he also saying something and then credited it to Lennon and McCartney when it was back written by George.
Oh, that's right. That's exactly right.
Yeah.
It was something.
Yeah.
Who's the guy that did Star Trek? Who's the head guy on Star Trek? Who's Captain Kirk?
Oh,
Shatner. He did.
Oh, yeah.
This. It was terrible. I think this is good.
Yeah, I enjoy this, yeah. The best Beatles cover of this type is Al Green did I Want to Hold Your Hand. That's really fantastic.
Yeah, are you serious?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know you're that open-minded about Beatles songs.
Oh, I mean, I can give you a list of my 10 favorite Beatles covers, but...
Well, let's do that sometime.
Okay.
Probably do that when Jeff's back on the control board.
There you go.
This isn't Lindsay's favorite thing to do, especially when it's the Beatles. All right, let's take a break, Lindsay. When we come back, we'll do a little bit more on Aretha. I think it's all right to pay her respect, this much respect. This woman has been incredible.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I don't know if you go 3 hours with her, because that's Michael Jackson territory. But, yeah, you can go a half hour with Aretha. Yeah.
Well, we're going to do a half hour. So we'll be back more with Tim Kaine right after this.
Taking a look at your three-day weather forecast. Showers, thunderstorms likely before 9 a.m. Cloudy and highs near 80 degrees. For tonight, you can expect partly cloudy skies, lows around 58. Thursday, mostly sunny, highs near 80. And Friday, partly sunny, highs near 83. Right now, it is 70 degrees in downtown Decatur.
There's a secret ingredient to a healthier life, one that's available right here, and that's your local pharmacy staff. Our pharmacy staff at Dale Southlake and Coley's Corner are your medication experts. We're professionals who understand that dispensing our knowledge about your prescriptions are just as important as the medication itself. Buying local keeps more money here, not in a big box CEO's pocket out of town. Stop in Dale Southlake Pharmacy or Coley's Corner Drugs today, or call 429-5165 for free delivery. We're friends helping friends.
A strong defense and fast-moving offense got the St. Teresa Bulldogs season off to a 1-0 start, and now the Bulldogs hit the road and travel up I-39 to Varna for a meeting with the River Valley Falcons this Friday. Bulldog fans, I'm Brett Surfowski. Join me, Seth Greenwell, and Dominique Smith for the broadcast call this Friday night. We'll hit the air at 6:30 with the Dale Southlake Pharmacy and Coley's Corner Drugs pregame show and follow it up with a 7 p.m. kickoff. Right here on 1340 AM and 103.3 FM WSOY and streaming online at nowdecatur.com. Go Bulldogs!
Your WSOY three-day weather forecast. We've got showers, thunderstorms, likely cloudy and highs near 80 for tonight. Partly cloudy, lows around 60 degrees. Thursday, mostly sunny, highs near 80. And Friday, partly sunny, highs near 83. It is 70 degrees in downtown Decatur.
You're listening to Byers & Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Amen. Who did this?
This is Aretha.
No, but I mean, who did this again? Like, did a...
Somebody redid this?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yes. Who was it?
Man, this is a great song.
Yeah.
Can you turn that up a little bit? I guess I could turn my headphones on. Lindsay, as a female, you got to be proud of women that could sing like this and just...
No, I'm jealous. I'm not proud.
Man, oh, man.
Oh.
This sounds like, I mean... A woman couldn't sound any better than this.
Co-written by Stevie Wonder.
But who? Somebody else did a cover of it.
Captain and Tennille.
No, that's not who I was thinking of.
Mickey Howard.
No.
1989.
Well, you know, she...
Cyndi Lauper did it.
Come on, Lindsay, none of these hold a candle to this.
Dionne Bromfield?
Maybe.
Malira.
I love this song, though.
Yeah, this is...
I have my own personal favorite. It's also not a common one, so...
What is that?
It's actually not even her song, Nikki Hokie.
Do you have it?
Yeah. Are you familiar with it?
No.
No, let's hear it.
Okay, hang on. I'm going through...
God, you forgot how great she was. And she started playing these songs.
Yeah, I mean, and there are so many acts like that, but she's definitely one. I mean, she doesn't have the record for Grammy wins by a woman for no good reason. Yeah.
Well, she and Stevie Wonder were the best of friends.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They were tight.
Yep.
Were they? I didn't know that.
Yeah, very much so. Yeah.
Now, well, I always think of the Snickers commercial. I don't know why. You're familiar with it. So this is Nikki Hokie. PJ Proby.
I'm not afraid.
I've never heard this song.
That's very nice.
That's great.
That's really good stuff, yeah.
They say she used to go shopping everywhere with her background singers. They're like girlfriends. they hung out at the malls. I mean, she was so normal,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I think, you know, there were diva times with her because of her stature of being the queen of soul.
Yeah, when you are a diva, you can be a diva once in a while, yeah.
Great point. Now, here's a song that was covered by just about everybody. I want to know. It's on her greatest hits, so she must have sold a lot of records. Mm-hmm. The band that used to do this.
Yep. Yeah.
Yep, they were on it, yep.
Hey, mister, can you tell me? Well, girl, might find a bed. Can you tell me? Just grinned and shook my hand. There was all it said. Take a load off, baby. Take a load for free. Take a load off, baby.
What do you think of that one?
It's nice. That's nice.
Here's one that I love. This reminds me of Respect. It's Think.
Was this the one that she did in Blues Brothers?
This is the one. This is Blues. This was it.
Yeah, okay. Okay, I messed them up, yeah. That's what happens when you're not a big Blues Brothers fan.
You are?
No.
I love that movie. It's not that her voice was the best female voice, but it's so unique.
That's what's there. It's the way she says it, not what she...
It's that gospel part of it.
Right.
She just belts it out.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, this is what you would call a strong woman.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. In a word, yes.
All right, you may or may not like this one, but if you like her softer side. All right, here's your favorite, Tim.
This is a good one.
The only one who could ever reach me.
This is written by Dusty Springfield.
The only one who could ever teach me.
And Dusty Springfield said Aretha sang it the right way.
Is that right?
Yeah, she said, Dusty said, I love my version, but Aretha sang it the way it should have been sung.
Well, that's pretty cool. I've never heard her sing this song. What a great lady. She'll go down as one of those artists that you'll listen to from now on. I mean,
well, oh yeah, yeah, yeah. You'll always
kind of like Frank Sinatra.
Yeah, those songs are never going to go away.
So you know, Aretha Franklin's going to be laid to rest tomorrow or Friday, and another great one is gone.
Yeah,
that's the way it is.
Yeah, and that's and that's what we'll be seeing a lot of that.
It's time for the news.
WSOY News Time is 8:29. Audience selections from popular films and operas will be featured by the Millikan Decatur Symphony Orchestra during the 22nd annual Labor Day Pops Concert Monday. Under the direction of Dr. Sergei Bogza, the MDSO will pay tribute to hard work with pieces such as works from Carmen, West Side Story, South Pacific, and Dr. Zhivago. Justin John Moritz, coordinator of vocal studies at Millikan University, will be the guest soloist for the hour-long concert that gets underway at 6 p.m. at the Hickory Point Golf Course Pavilion. The concert is pure joy, said Bogza, the MDSO music director and conductor. The musicians play with enthusiasm that is hard to describe, and the audience feels it. This has become one of the favorite concerts to program and conduct, Bogza says. But he's an internationally recognized composer whose works have been performed across the U.S. and featured at the new music festivals in Russia.
Fox News Radio. I'm Lillian Wu. The president praising primary winner Congressman Ron DeSantis, who he endorsed to be Florida's next governor, while bashing his Democratic opponent, tweeting he's
a failed socialist mayor named Andrew Gillum, who has allowed crime and many other problems to flourish in his city. This is not what Florida wants.
Fox's Eric Sean Gillum, not a fan of the president either.
Gillum has called for the impeachment of President Trump. But in November, he has now the chance to make history in the state to become the first elected black governor of Florida.
Fox's Phil Keating, a reading on how fast our economy grew in the second quarter, the GDP 4.2%, better than expected, and a chance to pay respects to Senator John McCain today at the Arizona State Capitol. A private ceremony at the Capitol Rotunda this morning, open to the public later. Fox News, we report, you decide.
WSOY News Time is 8:31. Former President Barack Obama visited his foundation's Southside Chicago offices to discuss the future of his presidential center. Obama yesterday told the audience of residents, activists, and community leaders that despite the recent complications, he's committed to building the sprawling campus in Jackson Park. Obama says he believes the site will have the greatest impact for area residents. Foundation officials in recent weeks acknowledged they were pushing the date back for the groundbreaking. Foundation leaders wanted to break ground on the $500 million project before the end of this year. Before the presidential center can be built, the federal government will review its impact on Jackson Park. Any impact the review highlights will have to be resolved before construction can be allowed. In sports, it was the St. Louis Cardinals over the Pirates 5-2 last night in Mike Schilt's first game since being promoted to full-time manager. Meanwhile, the Cubs and Mets were knotted at one when the game was called to in the top of the 10th inning. That game will resume today starting at noon. And it was the Yankees over the White Sox 5-4. Cardinals back in action tonight against the Pirates. We'll have that for you with the pregame coming your way starting at 6:20. Your next news at 9 o'clock. I'm Jeff Daly in the WSOY newsroom for Newhoff Media, media made locally.
Podcasts are not just a novelty. Thanks to smartphones and tablets, they are a way of life. Did you know that in the last month, almost a quarter of Americans have listened to their favorite podcasts? With the Now Decatur app, you can check out our most popular podcast from Byers & Company, sponsored by Jurger Pediatric Dentistry. You can catch full hourly podcasts from Byers & Company, interviews with your favorite guests, and digital exclusives from Byers & Company you can only catch with our podcasts, brought to you by Jurger Pediatric Dentistry, where beautiful smiles begin. So check out the latest Byers & Company podcasts when you download the Now Decatur app and you do it today.
I'm Chris Thompson, lieutenant with the Macon County Sheriff's Office and lifelong resident of Macon County, and I support Jim Root for sheriff. Jim is the best candidate in the upcoming election for sheriff. Jim is an honest, hardworking man of integrity, morals, and good character. Jim is the no-nonsense, get-things-done candidate, which is exactly what is needed in a sheriff. Do not be fooled by false promises and fancy wordsmithing. Do not let the state Democratic machine influence your vote and this election with their money. On November 6th, I am asking for you to join me by voting for Jim Root for sheriff.
Paid for by Jim Root for Sheriff Committee.
839. Your WSOY 3-day weather forecast. We've got showers, thunderstorms likely, mainly before 9 a.m., with highs around 80 degrees for tonight, partly cloudy and lows around 58. For your Thursday, mostly sunny highs near 80, and Friday, partly sunny highs near 83. It is 71 degrees in downtown Decatur.
You're listening to Buyers and Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
Tim Kaine, I think we've converted Lindsay Romano. She is now playing Beatles for us.
No. Did I play this already?
Oh, you played the closing version of it.
Okay.
You played the closing version on the opening of the show, and you played the opening version on the closing of the show. Almost. We got a halfway there. All right, let's go to Benjamin F. Edwards, to Jamie Bruner. And Jamie, I got to ask, is the ball still running?
Well, not today, Kevin. The popular averages did close higher on Tuesday, and the Dow was up 14 points to 26,064. Both the S&P 500 and NASDAQ Composite ended the session at new all-time highs for a third straight day. Investors continued to be optimistic about trade talks after Canada's foreign minister arrived in Washington to begin negotiations aimed at revising the North American Free Trade Agreement. In economic news, the Conference Board said its index of consumer confidence rose during August to its highest level since October 2000. European markets were mixed today, with the London FTSE down 0.39%, while the DAX in Frankfurt was up 0.13%. The Nikkei in Tokyo was up 0.15%. The 10-year U.S. Treasury note was up 1/32nd, yielding 2.878%. Gold futures were down $5.50 at $1,208.90. Crude oil futures were up 45 cents at $68.99 a barrel. The Dow is trading down 10 points at 26,054. ADM at 50.55. Amarin 63.15. Caterpillar 141.97. Norfolk Southern 176.59. PPG 109.62. Tate & Lyle 35.55. And Mueller Water 11.71. And I close with a quote from Tony Dungy. The secret to success is good leadership, and good leadership is all about making the lives of your team members or workers better. This is Jamie Bruner with Benjamin F. Edwards & Company, member FINRA and SIPC.
Well, you can attribute that to Coach Ramsey. It's almost exactly what he said this morning with regards to what he tries to do down over there at St. Teresa. How ironic was that? All right, so this, if anyone would have told me that we were going to be talking about the Cardinals possibly getting into the playoffs in June, I would have said you're nuts. But here we are. I have two experts on the subject of the Chicago Cubs and the St. Louis Cardinals, and Tim Kaine has remained in studio as the referee here because I've been accused of bias. By Dr. Chuck Stone, who I asked to come on because there are a lot of Cub fans, but this guy, you drive back and forth to Chicago more than anybody I know just to see the Cubs.
Yeah, I've gone 9 times already this year.
That's pretty.
I've been to St. Louis once to watch, and it's been a ball. I love it. That's my heaven right there.
And I know you're there because I'm watching all these texts that you send out every time you guys get a hit or something.
Yeah, and it's often.
and Tom Brinkotter, I was suggested to call Brett Jerger because he, you know, is a big supporter of Mike Claiborne's show here, and I called him. And did you know he was on assignment this week?
Yes, I did. I think he's out in New Mexico on assignment.
Assignment. Oh, it's golf. Stop it. Everybody knows it's golf.
Well, that could be an assignment.
That's his assignment. So anyway, he said, give Tommy Brinkotter a call. He is my proxy. So here you are.
I'm here.
All right, so let's get a little background, and then I'll let Tim take over. Let's get a little background on your history as a Cub fan, Dr. Chuck. How far back does it go?
Oh, it goes back to childhood. And 1969 was probably the worst year of my life. The Cubs are, you know, well on their way to the pennant, and I remember as a 9-year-old, the last day when the Mets clinched, I just didn't understand it. I couldn't believe it, and I was crushed. And to this very day, the only team I dislike more than the Cardinals is the Mets. I hate the Mets. In fact, one of my passwords is I hate the Mets.
Well, yeah. It's not the Cardinals, at least.
No, it's not the Cardinals. You know, I don't mind the Cardinals. It's their fans I don't like. Wow.
Well, you know, I'm teasing. Wow. Tim, it's interesting he says that because when interviewing the players, they would say that the players like each other. The Cardinals and Cub players actually like each other. The rivalry is really between the fans more than it is the players.
Yeah, it's because they're far more deeply held. You know, you've been rooting for one piece of laundry for 50 years. You don't care who's in it. You're just rooting for the laundry.
Now, the Cardinals do not like Cincinnati. The players do not like the players on Cincinnati.
And that's fairly recent.
Goes back to Brandon Phillips.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, and Cueto and, yeah.
But the Cardinal-Cub teams, actually, I think they hang out when they're in towns together, things like that. So going back to you, Tom, let's hear about your history.
Well, I don't really remember this, but my mother, who is now 88 years old, told me that she told me when I was about 6 years old that I would be a Cardinal fan. So I've been a Cardinal fan my whole life. I'm a baseball guy at heart. That was my first love. I played a lot in high school. Tried to play a little in college and played up until I couldn't play anymore physically. But love them. I love to go down to St. Louis, watch the games, follow them pretty much every night that they're on TV.
Yeah, that's a question I'm going to have for you guys in a second. I was thinking about that. But Jeff Daly, do you remember Chris Anderson?
Yes.
Chris was a master control engineer type guy at the old little Kosovo.
Yep, on Pershing.
Uh-huh. And we did, it was one of my first shows that I hosted, that I wanted to find out, is this a Cardinal town or a Cub town? And so we did a phone call-in. And it was the most phone calls I think you've ever received. It was over 250 phone calls.
Wow.
And the Cardinals won by like 6 phone calls. And I mean, it's that tight of town.
Yeah.
It's basically 50-50. Now, how many games do you watch on TV or listen on radio when you're not up there?
Most all of them.
Do you really?
Yeah. I catch some part of every game if it's on. Yeah, it's my nightly routine. If it's on at 7 o'clock, the unfortunate thing when you're a Cub fan, you have to figure out which channel they're on. They could be on one of five, and you literally have to go through.
Referring to
channels,
TV.
You know, it's channel 7, channel 19, channel 232. 922 and 102. Those are that's your
if
option.
If you would listen to the radio, you'll only have to go to one channel. It's right here at New Hope.
See,
well,
Kevin,
yeah, I do listen.
I'm sorry. See, that's what I'm talking about. The clubs, the Cardinals are better organized. All you have to do is go to Fox Sports Midwest, and you can see a game.
Well, that is true.
Because that's the only sports team they have in St. Louis.
Well, that was
hockey, don't we?
They were going. Oh,
we do have hockey.
You have hockey, and then there's that. Oh, is it? Football. No, that's Arizona.
That's in L.A., yeah.
That's in L.A. and Arizona.
Starting to color.
Right, hold on. We're not started yet. We have not officially started. We're getting background. It's Tim Kaine. It's Tim Kaine that's going to handle this debate or this fight when we come back from this word from our sponsors.
Fall is in the air, and that means it's time for high school sports. If you need to get outfitted with the best gear, come to Play It Again Sports in Decatur. Located in Brentwood Village, Play It Again Sports has served the Decatur area for over 25 years. Whether you're playing football, volleyball, golf, or soccer, Play It Again Sports has what you need to have your best season. Looking to sell some used sports equipment? Play It Again Sports will buy it. Visit PlayItAgainSportsDecaturIL.com to learn more. Play It Again Sports. Everybody plays.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Buying a new grill from a big warehouse is like trying to start your old grill. You can end up standing around by yourself and nothing happens. Not at Ace. We've got an exclusive lineup of premium brands, plus premium service to make sure you get the right grill. That's why grilling starts at Ace.
Thanks for making Kenny's Ace your local place for paint and more. We're proud to be part of the Decatur community. Stop by Kenny's Ace, a local business where you can count on getting great help.
1 in 6 people in America go hungry every day, but fortunately there's something you can do to help. Come by Hickory Point Bank's event in Central Park benefiting the WSOY Food Drive on Wednesday, September 12th from 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. Stop by in the morning and grab a coffee from Blue Brew, or at lunchtime grab a famous beach house meal, with a portion of the proceeds going directly to the food drive. Drop off canned goods or make a donation. The need is large, but you can help. Wednesday, September 12th, Central Park. Hickory Point Bank invested.
Did you know pharmacists count in ways you might not realize? In fact, your healthcare provider counts on your pharmacist as a medication expert to guard against those potential medication side effects. Local families count on us as reliable healthcare professionals for many of life's ailments. You can also count on our staff at Dale's Southlake or Coley's Corner Drugs to be your one-stop shop for over-the-counter medications, CBD oil, and unique gifts for every occasion. Call us today for free delivery or medication questions at 217-330-9552 or 429-5165. We're friends helping friends.
You're listening to Buyers & Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
All right, welcome back to Buyers & Company. I'm Kevin Perhaney, and sitting in for Brian for 15 more minutes, and tomorrow he'll be back with Lindsay and Jeff, and the show will be normal again. Thank you for listening, though. I have so much fun doing this. And so here we are. We're talking Cardinals and Cubs. The Cubs have been in first place, I think, just about the entire season. They have been picked to win the Central Division by many. Cardinals were supposed to be contenders, and then in around June, everybody pretty much lost faith, and then Matheny got fired, and this new manager, Mike Schlitt, is now the manager, has done remarkable things with the Cardinals, and here we are in the beginning of September almost, going down to the wire on looking like both teams may make the playoffs. And so, Tim Kaine, I would like for you to referee. I've asked Tom Brinkheider, Brinkheider Realty, and Dr. Chuck Stone of his own dentistry practice. What do you formally call your practice?
We're Stone Dental now.
I'm sorry.
Yep, we're Stone Dental now. My daughter, Dr. Keck Flory, joined me this, and she allowed me to come here today. Otherwise, I'd be
my fingers would be in somebody's mouth.
Oh, it's awesome. I love it.
Congratulations.
Thanks. It's
great. Bring your daughter back to town to work with you.
Yeah. Well, she's doing all the work. I'm having fun. I'm having fun.
What he described was not with, it was for.
Yeah. All right, Tim, take it over.
Okay, I want you guys both to make your cases why your team is going to go deep in the postseason. I'm going to start with the Cardinals just because this has been such a surprise. So you get a chance to brag up this team. It's been, 24-12 over the last 36 games?
They're playing awesome. I think it's a whole attitude shift for the whole team with the new manager, Mike Schilt. It's just a different style of baseball, Tim. Under Matheny, it was more station-to-station baseball and hope somebody hits a home run. And now we're moving runners. We're stealing bases. If you've seen Carpenter, he's laying down that bunt down the third base line when the shift's on. Mm-hmm. If you saw the game against the Rockies the other day, Harrison Bader scored from second base on a chopped ground ball in the infield.
That guy's amazing.
He's fun to watch.
Sorry, Chuck, I wasn't supposed to.
He's fun to watch. It's a different style of baseball. I think that the players respect Mike Schilt. I think a lot of those young guys that have came up in the minor leagues and were coached by him. And I think it's fantastic that they gave him the permanent job for 3 years yesterday. It gives everybody a sense of security. But the main reasons I think that they're going to get to the playoffs and go deep in the playoffs is since the All-Star break, they are 9-2 in series. And instead of looking at individual games, the Cardinals are looking at winning series. And nobody else has won 9 series in a row since I believe the Arizona Diamondbacks did it in early April. Mm. The other reason, and I think this is the most compelling reason, is there are, I believe, 9 series left for each of the Cardinals and the Cubs before they face each other for the last series of the year. Mm-hmm. I think they play 3 games. That's the last series for both teams.
Okay. I've been made the timekeeper here. And so I'm going to stop you there. Chuck, you get 30 seconds.
That's what I thought. Now, the Cardinals are on fire, that's for sure. And there's no doubt in that. And I think their change of manager has done it. But in my own estimation, the Cardinals may run into some trouble down the stretch because they have way too many young players right now. Their defense is abysmal. Nobody would want those two clowns for short and third base. They're terrible. They can't throw the ball to first base. They'll make errors. And the Cubs have playoff-ready players. You know, we're going to add Chris Bryant and Brandon Morrow, our closer, in the next week or so. Jason Hayward's having a great year right now. So, you know, the guy that replaced Chris Bryant, Bodie, he's going to be put on the bench. We've got the best bench in baseball, too. We've got Tommy La Stella, Ben Zobrist. Kyle Schwarber could be in considering that because he doesn't play defense very much. So he's going to be in and out. So there are no cupcakes in the lineup. Now, having said that, the Cardinals are playing really good baseball. They got a good leader in Yadi Molina. So, you know, they have a good chance to make the playoffs. Do I think they're going to win the division? No, I think the Cubs are. But that's just on paper, and you have to play the games. You know, if you looked on paper, the Mets should be running away with the NL East, but they're not. And they've got great pitching and all the rest of that stuff, but they just not have performed. I think that the Cubs have a with the addition especially of Hamels and Murphy, my goodness, that's instant offense and instant pitcher. You got an ace and one of the best hitters in baseball to join the team.
The Houston Astros just sent me a text saying they'd like to take an issue with your description of them as having the best bench in baseball.
I'll say in the National League. I mean, there are several teams in the American League right now that are head and shoulders above anybody in the National League. That's a fact.
Time. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll turn back over to Tim Kaine. But I hope, Tom, you think about a response to the comments about the shortstops. I just hope you think about a way to
what? They lead
rebut
the league
that.
In errors. Are you kidding?
We're talking about that first half of the season, too. All right. More right after this.
That doesn't make them go away.
I will turn off microphones. I swear to God, boys. Okay, we got showers, thunderstorms likely today. Cloudy skies until about 9 a.m. Highs around 80 degrees. Then for tonight, partly cloudy, lows around 58. For your Thursday, mostly sunny, highs near 79. And Friday, partly sunny, highs near 83 degrees. It is 71 degrees in downtown Decatur.
If your dream house includes a four-bay garage with hydraulic in-ground lifts, then CarQuest Auto Parts is for you. That's because CarQuest Auto Parts is for those who really know and care about their car. Visit your local CarQuest Auto Parts store at Donnelly Automotive. They have the expertise, parts, and tools needed to get you back on the road. Visit Donnelly's at 1288 East El Dorado or give them a call at 428-7414. CarQuest is serious auto parts.
I'm Jim Root. I'm running for Macon County Sheriff. As the sheriff, I'll be responsible with your tax dollars and be accountable to you. I will run a transparent office and maintain a department with the same values and ethics that I possess. I will ruthlessly go after criminals and drug dealers. I will provide a high level of service to the community. Please talk to the people you know at our department. I am supported by many command officers, deputies, and correctional officers. Find out more by going to jimrootforsheriff.com and please vote Jim Root, November 6th. Paid for by Jim Root for Sheriff Committee.
A strong defense and fast-moving offense got the St. Teresa Bulldogs season off to a 1-0 start, and now the Bulldogs hit the road and travel up I-39 to Varna for a meeting with the River Valley Falcons this Friday. Bulldog fans, I'm Brett Surfowski. Join me, Seth Greenwell, and Dominique Smith for the broadcast call this Friday night. We'll hit the air at 6:30 with the Dale Southlake Pharmacy and Colby's Corner Drugs pregame show and follow it up with a 7 p.m. kickoff. Right here on 1340 AM and 103.3 FM, WSOY, and streaming online at nowdecatur.com. Go Bulldogs!
I'm Jen Wood from Maroa Lumber Company. At Maroa Lumber, we carry more than just top quality grade lumber. We feature high performing brands like Anderson, Wadena, CHI, and Milwaukee. We also carry composite decking, molding, and trim, siding materials, garage doors, Pratt & Lambert paint, and so much more. At Maroa Lumber, we offer free estimates and takeoffs on any job. Whether it's a small project or building your dream home, Maroa Lumber has the knowledgeable staff to get the job done. Visit us at MaroaLumber.com or give us a call, 794-222.
While the temps heat up this summer, so do the events. Newhoff Media and Limitless Decatur in Macon County have compiled the ultimate to-do list, bringing you the hot 25 events in the greater Decatur area to attend this summer. Driven by the Bob Brady Auto Group.
Just when you thought it couldn't get any hotter.
It's hot, Bob.
At Bob Brady Jeep, the deals are sizzling. Grab a 2018 Wrangler Sport JK 4x4 on the lot and ready to roll. Lease it for just $299 a month, or you can buy the Wrangler JK for only $32,995. Hot enough for you?
It's hot, Bob! It's hot, Bob!
It's hot, Bob!
And don't miss this summer's Hot 25, brought to you by the Bob Brady Auto Group.
Be sure to hit this week's Hot 25 events. The Amish Cheese Festival in Arthur and the Labor Day Pops Concert in Decatur. Check out the full list of Hot 25 events on nowdecatur.com. Driven by the Bob Brady Auto Group.
MLS.
You're listening to Buyers and Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
All right, welcome back to Buyers and Company. We're like down to 6 minutes here, and we had the opening statements. We had the beginning of the reasons why Cubs or Cardinals are going to go further in the postseason. And it's time to take the gloves off, Tim. I'm going to turn it back over to you. Let's get the best out of these guys.
Well, and now my question is going to be, what makes you think that your teams are as good as you think they are? If you're a Cardinal fan, why do you think that this team, the team that you're seeing now, is the team? And if you're a Cub fan, what makes you think that they can't go back to the way they were at the start of the season either? I mean, the Cubs did not start out sizzling. The Cubs struggled to start. What do you think about that?
They weren't sizzling a week ago. They scored 4 runs in a 4-game series. 1 run a game. They got a hit consistently.
And won 2 of them.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, but you know, Tupper had an interesting statistic. They only scored 5 runs in 5 games, and the next 5 games they scored 37 runs. So they're kind of out of their doldrums.
Right. And my case for that, Tim, is we've been playing consistently since the All-Star break. We're winning almost every series we're in. We've only lost 2 series since the break.
What was one of those series that one of those was against what team?
I can tell you that the Cardinals are ahead in games 1 versus the Cubs this year. I think they're 2 up on you
so far.
Yeah. Well, there's 3 left.
3 left.
Yeah, so you got to win all 3 of them.
So have you looked at the schedule enough to see what each team has coming up against them?
Yeah, there's 9 series left before they play each other. The Cardinals are playing 7 of those series are for teams that have losing records in their series, and 5 of those series are at home. So our schedule stacks up really well for winning at least, 7 or 8 of those series coming down the road. If that happens and the Cubs maintain their current pace, which is I think they've won 4 series, they've lost 1 series, and they've tied 6 series. So I think with the consistency that we have with our new manager, we got young blood up there that's hungry to win and stay in the major leagues. The defense is a lot better because we're not moving people all over the place anymore.
All right, Chuck, have at it.
Oh, my goodness, where to start? No, the Cubs are just a better baseball team right now. They've underperformed. They've underperformed every year since Madden's been in charge. And they've always become a second half team. This year they've had some key injuries in July and August. They don't have a closer. Chris Bryant's out, but they're getting all those guys back. And like I say, the addition of Daniel Murphy, who's just a killer. He was a Cub killer, and I went from hating the man to loving him instantly as soon as he changed uniforms. And he is just an amazing hitter. And I hope the Cubs will sign him for a few more years. He's a Ben Zobrist with a little more hitting ability. He's kind of a liability in the infield, but the reality is he just is a stone cold hitter. And they haven't lost since he's become a Cub. And the same thing with Cole Hamels. Cole Hamels and Murphy have not been in a losing game together or at all. So there's not been a game that's been lost by Murphy or Cole Hamels since they became Cubs. And so with those additions, I mean, there's nobody coming to the Cardinals.
Well, who's gonna make it to the World Series?
It's a crapshoot in the NL. I wish I could say, boy, it's going to be the Cubs. The Cubs have the best record in the National League for sure. And if they keep that up, they should win the division. If they get home field advantage, then they should have a good chance to get to the World Series. Now, having said that, it's anybody's NL title.
What do you think?
Including the Cardinals.
I think the best thing about baseball is it's hard to predict who can win any series, and any one series anybody can win. But Chuck didn't mention who Daniel Murphy played for when he hit them 4 home runs against the Cubs.
Go ahead.
The Mets. Yeah. That's why I said I hated him until now.
All right, Chuck. I can't let you out of here without doing a little rendition of Harry Carey.
Holy cow. Kevin, you're the best radio announcer at all.
Oh, Brad Weick's calling in. So who knows? So we got people.
Brad Weick. Does he live in Springfield now?
Yeah, he does. Tim, thank you.